The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
And the way to take America back is not through what John was talking about last hour. That's more than a con. Keep in mind what the letters C-O-N stand for. Con. Con job. If one wishes to be historically accurate, we go back millennia to the days of other cons. K-A-H-N. It was a con job as well. Good evening. Welcome to the second hour of the National Intel Report, a Tuesday night installment of Protecting Your Wealth. I'm your host, Jeffrey Bennett, for the next hour. Glad to be here. Before we get started with the normal planning, I came across something last night that I found quite interesting. It could be false news. It might be very serious news, if you wish to call it news. Who was your slave, Massa? As the face of CNN, Anderson Cooper makes a very good living as a wealthy, privileged white man casting judgments of affiliation on his political enemies, which includes taking a handful of idiotic white supremacists, declaring that they represent millions of Republicans, conservatives, and pro-America, Trump supporters, etc. And yet Mr. Cooper has a much closer affiliation to slavery than he likely wants his leftist viewers to know. You see, as a descendant of the Vanderbilt family, his mother being Gloria, of course, one of the wealthiest old money families in American history, Cooper is a direct descendant of big-time slave owners. Oh, his great-great-grandfather, Cornelius Vanderbilt, owned several plantations, including a South Carolina plantation. Now, I wonder, do the Vanderbilts have any statues up down there? Well, there was a very interesting individual who was born under slavery. His name was Jim Robinson. Now, you got to keep in mind, a rule of thumb is where there is old money, you're going to find some connection to slavery. Of course, it wasn't hard to determine that Cooper was connected in a big familial way. As we've shared with you, his bloodline goes way, way back. Cooper's great-great-grandfather, Cornelius Vanderbilt, was also Cooper's cousin through inbreeding and was a tycoon who built his wealth from shipping and railroads. As we mentioned, he also owned plantations, one in particular in Georgetown, South Carolina, where Jim Robinson was born a slave in 1850. And just who was Jim Robinson? One of Michelle Obama's ancestors. Oh. I'll tell you what. It gets more interesting by the day, doesn't it? Fast look at some quick market reports. By the way, big Powerball coming up, 700 mil. If you win it, I'm going to ask that you seriously consider laying $5 million of it on the Republic Broadcasting Network to ensure that they have a long, powerful history ahead of them. What's 500, you know, what's 5 million out of 700 million? It's a drop in the bucket. Yeah. Well, let's see. What did the market do today? Dow Jones Industrial down nearly 200 points at 21,899. S&P 500 down 24 plus at 24.52. NASDAQ down at 84 points to end their session at 62.97. The global Dow is one that always drives me crazy, but down 1 point at 28.26. That's getting off on all sorts of other stuff. I guess you're buying stocks in the great Walmart of China. I mean Chinese stocks. Gold, oil up 28 cents to close at 47.65. Interesting, I went into a gas station this morning. I had to fill up one of our vehicles, and I was quite shocked because the sign out in front said 217. And I drove in and went to the pump, and the pump read 219. I should have gone in and raised a big stink, but to be honest, I had to get a granddaughter to school. Over the precious metal side of the aisle, rhodium flat at $960 an ounce. Palladium off a dollar at $921. Now, if I'm not mistaken, palladium is going to come into play with something else we're going to share with you this hour. Platinum off a dollar at $975 an ounce, still over $300 lower than gold. That is just amazing to me. Silver down 2 cents in the aftermarket at $16.96. Gold down 90 cents in the aftermarket, currently at $1,283.50. Lots of headlines out there, some interesting things to take a look at. We invite you to go to KettleMorainePreciousMetals.com. Actually haven't posted since late Sunday night. Interesting piece on top. Gold coins have been South Africa's best investment for 50 years. Share prices are at unprecedented levels. Not a time to add risk. Lots of other headlines like that. Debt, dollars, Dow, war, silver, and shirts. What, T-shirts? I don't know. Investment advice in four words. Have patience. Avoid bubbles. And, of course, we just had to do something on the eve of the eclipse. Posted Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. By the way, she was out performing the night before and actually sang that song. But you know, she's considerably older than she was when she made the original. No big deal. Midsummer Night's Dream, very interesting piece. I strongly urge you read it. Buy precious metals. Another piece entitled Our Deceased Monetary Bloodstream. Headline, Insecurity of Social Security. That is a very tough one for many of us. We're doing okay. I'm not sure the next generation is going to do so good. Of course, they continue to stick us and bleed us with proper increases in values. Oh, well, there's no inflation. We're going to give you a 0.2 increase next year. And by the time they're done with it, you get the shaft. Very interesting preparedness column entitled When the Grid Goes Down. Strongly urge you to share that. Let's say the unthinkable becomes the real and happening. Take this article, go over it. A segment in three parts. Lots of actions regarding work, home, traveling, hunting, foods, metals, all of it's covered. You want to spend some time getting into that piece. And a very interesting historical piece covering the time period of 1860 up to 1880. It's called The Greenback. Strongly urge you to spend some time with that. Did you buy a new used car this past year? Sometime in the last 6, 8, 12 months, you get yourself a new used car. I mean, new cars are just getting crazy. The only affordable ones are so small that I'd feel safer in a golf cart. Yes, I would. There are golf carts that are now bigger than some of these cars. You know, Fiat and Alfa have come back into this country. And I looked at one of those small Fiats, and I'll tell you what, I'd take one of the old Fiats before I'd take one of the new Fiats. But you can get the new ones. And they're offering up to $7,000 off sticker to move those turkeys. I wonder why. But get the ones with the sunroof. You know, it's the canvas rollback type thing. You can get two of them. Put your feet in it and go roller skating. I don't find the economics all that great on them for how small they are. The point I'm bringing up here is America's favorite rapidly depreciating asset. Oh, yeah. It's now losing its value faster than ever. That's probably not good news for an auto market in which 25% of the people were already underwater by an average of over $3,600. According to the, and please don't think I'm being racist here, the Black Book, there really is such a thing, average used car prices have dropped 17% in the last 12 months as America's complete transformation into a rental society has flooded the market with off-lease vehicles. Come on, go lease a car today. You can lease a brand new car for next to nothing. Of course, you only get to keep it for 2 years. You're maxed at 12,000 miles a year. Some are getting down as low as 10,000 miles a year. Every little scratch, a little cigarette burn, a little parking lot ding from some other idiot backing into you, it's going to get charged against you. You know, oh, no, they've not calculated that in. When comes time to turn it in, you're going to have to still pay more out. But coming out of Black Book, average used car lost 17% of its value in the last 12 months. It dropped from $18,400 to $15,300. That according to data from Black Book. They are an auto analytics company. Annual depreciation figure has been increasing steadily as well. The average used car today depreciates nearly twice as fast as it did in 2014, when the rate was at that time only about 9.5%. You see, we got ourselves in an oversupply situation. That, according to Jim Hallett, chief executive officer of Car Auction, that's K-A-R, Auction Services, they sell about 5 million used cars every year. Nobody's interested in stockpiling inventory right now. In other words, if you're trading in a used car, don't expect to get too much of a deal. I start looking at some of the graphs on this thing, and it's unbelievable. And yeah, a huge one-year time period in since 16 to 17 has shown drastic losses to the value of your car. So I guess the question is, which cars are holding up best? Oh boy, maybe you got you one of them gas guzzling pickups or SUVs. If you do, you're in luck, because folks just can't get enough of that $2.33 a gallon gas at the moment. But if you're more of the practical type who likes to buy smaller cars, then you're losing over 20% of your original purchase price each and every year. 20%? But I thought you told us it was 17. No, 17 was the average. I was sitting here looking at this thing. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. The losses, the graphs I'm looking at on this thing. And I don't have a lot of time to share with you all this stuff. Subprimes are, you know, losing pretty heavy. Premium luxury large cars are losing big time. But you get up to the big trucks and give me a pickup truck anytime. Of course, you know, strong used car pricing is a critical component required to prop up the overall auto market. All Americans love their brand new cars, but if used car prices become too soft, then substitution can hurt new car sales. Add that to the impact of falling residual values on the finance arms of the auto OEMs, and you got all the ingredients required for an auto market meltdown. And unfortunately, the volume of lease returns is only expected to grow even more in 2018, with returns expected to approach over 4 million units. That's massive. Absolutely massive. Something tells us that Ford might be dangerously close to realizing that plateaus have cliffs on both sides. But you see, there's more to it about all of this. I start looking at some of the and by the way, I shared this on another program earlier today, and they've gone in and edited this column, because there was some really interesting things that showed that it's the big gas guzzlers, so to speak. It's the big Ford pickup trucks, the big SUVs that aren't losing anywhere near the percentage that these smaller, cheaper cars are. Some of the comments left: you haven't lost anything if you decide to sell, which I have not. Lower residuals mean higher lease payments, means recovery in used car values once people realize lease payments are no longer as affordable as they used to be. And here's the guy: more auto doom and gloom, but palladium price keeps on going up, up, up. I don't think so, pal. This guy is kind of a troll. I think I know who he is. He uses a different name on one of my websites. One guy said my $15,000 2010 car, new, was paid off 3 years ago. At 200,000 miles, it has no breakdown repairs and still gets 38 miles per gallon. Now one guy says, oh, so my 96 Nissan is now only worth $225, so it'll be classified as an antique, resulting in a surge in value. Lots of comments go on and on with this. Glenn says, if you don't owe anything on it, then who cares? Personally, I won't bother with another car if I can avoid it, especially since the technology now allows them to track you. At least with the cell phones, you could leave it at home or wrap it in foil, the car not so much. If you're going to track me and eventually deliver advertising while I drive and you know it's coming, then I ought to get the car for nothing. Interesting commentaries. I find that many times when I'm sharing a column, I get more enjoyment out of the comments that are left. It creates a whole new process. One guy says a car's resale value is one reason why people buy cars. I buy the car I like. I drive it until it costs more to fix than to spend on a new car. Next guy says, and when you junk it, it's nice to be able to pick up a replacement cheap. Works for me. Let me see. 107 million Americans driving around a car they owe money on, but check Zero Hedge. Apparently nobody's is one of them. Some chick totaled. Now this is the one I like. Some gal totaled Billy's 2004 PT Cruiser. He beat the living daylights out of it, was parked in front of his house, the gal who hit it. I used the $4,000 insurance payment to buy a 2003 PT Cruiser, which I expect will give me several more years service. Cheapest vehicle I could find with room to haul loads of firewood. But there's only a couple of problems here. The PT Cruiser was built on a Dodge Neon platform, not some Dodge Dakota mini truck clone. So I don't know if the guy's just jerking around here or what, you know. Here's a guy that said my wife's old Camry got its trunk crumpled by a shiny new SUV. It was totaled by insurance. But I had the trunk pulled back out into shape and kept it for several more years. Then some old geezer sideswiped it while parked and knocked the mirror off. Tried to talk to him. Said I could just get the part at a junkyard. He just didn't want to talk to me. Told me to talk to his insurance company instead. So they took a bunch of pictures of scratches on the side. Check shows up for $750. Between the two accidents, we made $4,000. Well, heck, seems like there's some people out there making money scamming insurance companies. But believe me, the comments go on and on and on, and we don't have time for it. Something interesting to think about. If you're in the market for a car, consider Craigslist. Consider a wide range of places. You know, it's funny, ever since I hit on that article this morning, I've been getting more pop-ups for used car places. And I like to see their spiel because it's kind of interesting. There's some new group that's kind of like Auto Trader. They're trying to combat against Auto Trader. And you buy directly from them, and it takes 30 minutes to fill out the app and the paperwork. And they've got a 160-point check, and they do this and that, and they deliver it to your door. And you got 7 days. No questions asked, complete 100% return policy. And those are for used cars. I live in the west suburbs of Phoenix. It's not one of the toniest neighborhoods in the valley. We've got a lot of illegals. We've got a lot of lower-end folks that live out here. I don't mean not everybody, but folks that are just trying to get by in life. And there's a place right across the highway from me that is amazingly, it's got a whole street, nothing but car lots. Now, there's no used car lots on that main road because the guy who developed the entire thing, they had to be new car lots, but obviously used cars goes along with the deal. The one place that I do business with used to be up there, but he sold out, made a ton of money selling his dealership, moved out behind with a used car lot. Now he's picked up Fiat and Alfa. Guess what? There's cars down there for $40,000 to $150,000. I'll take used. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the next set of Protecting Your Wealth.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Yeah, where? I'm here. Where are you? Welcome back, Protecting Your Wealth. Jeff Bennett here. Been a long day for me, but I'll tell you, I get into some of these pieces, and this new Treasury Secretary we got, Mnuchin or whatever his name is, Steven Mnuchin, apparently had a busy day. Shortly after warning once again that a U.S. debt ceiling deal has to be done by late September, or else this country would run out of cash and suffer a technical default. Roughly around the time that he hinted that Trump may keep carried interest tax breaks for some firms that create jobs while eliminating it for hedge fund managers, the former hedge fund manager himself, Mr. Mnuchin, and Hollywood producer he always was, paid a rare official visit to Fort Knox to check out the nation's gold stash earlier this week. Bloomberg put it, keeping an open mind for future film projects. I assume the gold is still there. That's what Mnuchin told an audience in Louisville, some 40 miles north of the biggest U.S. bullion depository, except, of course, for the foreign gold stash at the New York Fed. And we may talk about that one later in the week. It would really be quite a movie if we walked in and there was no gold. I mean, you know, hey, it's unclear if Mnuchin was envisioning a comedy or a drama. Well, Jerry Lewis is gone, so he can forget about that one. Well, after the visit, Mnuchin, who was the first Treasury Secretary to visit Fort Knox in nearly 70 years, playfully reassured Americans that the treasure was secure. Oh, yeah. Glad gold is safe. That's what he wrote in a post on Twitter. What is this? Everybody in this Trump administration's got to have a Twitter account? I guess that's how you get elected today. Thanks for the U.S. Mint staff, he said, for hosting at Fort Knox. USBD, first U.S. Treasury Secretary to visit since John Snyder in 1948. Glad the gold is safe. John Snyder, isn't he the guy that was on the Dukes of Hazzard? Never mind. So Mnuchin. Mnuchin has got some action film credits like Mad Max, Fury Road, the Lego Batman movie. Oh, boy, what a great film that must have been. Suicide Squad. And according to Bloomberg, said that he would be only the third Secretary of the Treasury to ever go inside the vault since it was created in 1936 by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. You have approximately $200 billion of gold at Fort Knox. The last time anybody went in to see the gold, other than the Fort Knox people, was in 74 when it was a congressional visit. And the last time it was counted was actually in 53, which is why the American public is so lucky it can take the word of a former Goldman partner without any trace of doubt. Now think about that. Pretty profound, isn't it? Well, then you start digging in a little bit deeper. You go to some of the comments. The first ones are ones you can expect. Ha, 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 ha. Cough, BS, cough, BS, cough, BS, cough, cough, cough. Death Trip said, if there's any gold in Fort Knox, any gold, there's not 100% not the American people's gold, that's for sure. One guy says, that proves there is no gold. Another one says, I won't even read that one. Always take a non-Southern Baptist words with a grain of salt. Bucket full in this case. If you can trust George Soros' partner, Gold Amante Mnuchin, then who can you trust? Somebody said the gold's in China, just with new serial numbers. Now a guy says, now I can finally get a good night's sleep. Now for the count. One potato, two potato, three potato. One guy says, gee, you know, one pick is worth 1,000 words. Picture, please. But then with Photoshop, one photo is worth nothing at all. Unfortunately, even the Zapruder film could be significantly altered in 63. Rat says, you know, it's not even just the guy's word that is useless. It's the non-effort of the inspection. Nothing useful can be done in that time. If he wanted to tell the truth, he doesn't even know what he saw. Guy says, perhaps he saw cages with pallets and something purported to be gold bullion sitting on them and lots of security because gold bullion's supposed to be protected. It's what one would expect. But according to this ridiculous commentary, no inventory was done. No assay was done. We can't even be sure he visited Fort Knox. But the last comment was, he also said he saw Odd Job's bowler hat still stuck in the bars where they could never get it loose. Stick around. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Brain Mag is an amazing nutraceutical technology that crosses the blood-brain barrier because it is a magnesium L-threonate and magnesium malate and glycinate. Magnesium L-threonate, when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, protects the brain from oxidative stress, and in knockout mice was able to protect against the memory loss and Alzheimer's. It dramatically increases cognitive health, improves sleep quality, stabilizes the mood, and works wonderfully with calm mind as a combination drink supplement. Order Nutramedical's Brain Mag at 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. This is the best nutraceutical for calming your brain, protecting memory and brain function, and prevention of Alzheimer's.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Our final half hour. Watching old movies. It seems to me I actually remember an episode of The Lone Ranger, the old TV show with Clayton Moore, where he was dressed up like a like an old miner, you know, with a fake beard and a hat and scuzzy look, and grabbed a coin and stuck it in his mouth and tried to bend it to make sure it was real. Those, I guess, we would call Bitcoin, but we're in a whole new era today. Cryptocurrencies, in particular Bitcoin, which have witnessed a meteoric rise in this illusionary age. Not only has their monetary value gone to dizzying heights, but they're now being touted as the destroyer of the current crumbling monetary order and the next paradigm about which a new money and banking system would emerge. And if you doubt me, do some research, get online, see what's going on with Visa and MasterCard. Both credit card companies are trying to destroy that we know as currency, the fiat, $1, $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 bills, etc., etc. But they want it done all over the world. They want everything forced into a whole different mechanism. But you see, in an era where sacrifice and hard work, loyalty, ingenuity, tradition, and even independent thought are considered anathemas, while affirmative action and sloth and effeminacy and office-seeking and something-for-nothing schemes are endemic in every single walk of life, it's not surprising that non-tangible computer-generated currencies would become natural features of such a world. Think about that. Well, it's always been a haven for charlatans, traitors, cheats, thieves, liars, serial adulterers. Contemporary political life has become even more of a sham. The most glaring example of politics' utter corruption, my friends, can be seen in the recent departed chief executive officer of the United States. Unless one abandons all critical thinking, Obama was unqualified to be president because of the obvious fact that he was not born on American soil. Not only did it disqualify him, but his educational and professional backgrounds have not been verified. Neither his collegiate records nor his supposed teaching career at the University of Chicago Law School have ever been exposed to the public scrutiny. From the few utterances he has made about his supposed specialty, constitutional law, it would appear that he had only a rudimentary knowledge of the subject, and that knowledge he had, he used it to destroy what was left of it. But cultural life has descended to the basest of levels. It's abandoned nearly all of Western civilization's glorious achievements. I mean, consider music, if that's what you wish to call it today. The dominant form of what passes as today is not the works of great maestros of the past, Bach, Beethoven, Brown, that's James Brown, others, Mozart, etc., etc. No, instead, the noise in the form of rock, hip-hop, what they call rock today, there's rap, there's grunge, whatever the latest degenerate trend is in vogue. Modern democracy, my friends, is always a fallacy. It's being sold to the masses as a system where the people rule and personal liberties are guaranteed. Democratic governance is anything but has instead been craftily used by the elites to amass state power to an unprecedented extent not witnessed in human history. Too much maligned monarchical age, even during its absolutist phase, could not come close to the scope and intrusiveness that democratic governments possess today. Oh yeah, don't get me started with this. Well, we're a Republican form of government, a Democrat. Go get an old Black's Law dictionary, please, one of the old ones, and do some research into the terms democracy and republic, because you're going to find they're so damn closely intertwined, it's sickening. Religion, hey, that's not immune from its share of hypocrisy. Not only is the supposed head of the Catholic Church a manifest heretic who almost daily blasphemes the divine majesty, but he's not qualified to occupy the august chair in which he sits. Jorge Bergoglio was neither ordained as a priest nor consecrated as a bishop in the traditional apostolic rite of holy orders. He is therefore an impostor, not a priest. Nor the Bishop of Rome, and scandalously, not a true pope. You ever wonder why the other popes stepped down so abruptly, but they're kind of keeping him locked up there, and they let him come out every once in a while and wave his hand and make a couple of choice words? He at least appeared to me to be a decent human being. This guy has got the eye of the devil about him. But then you see, we now enter the land of cryptocurrency. Not only will they never become money, a general medium of exchange, as gold and silver once were, and will become once again, but Cryptos lack the necessary requirements to be money, my friends. And yet their development is systematic of the times. Cryptos are another variant of fiat currencies which digitally can be created by a stroke of a computer key, or in crypto's case, a code. Gold and silver, real money, must be mined from the ground, minted and marketed before they can be used to facilitate exchange. It's an arduous, capital-intensive process which takes resources and labor and time to accomplish. Let me share with you what I mean. What do we say gold closed at today? I don't have that particular screen open, I don't think. 1280, somewhere in that area. I don't recall. I apologize for that. Maybe it was higher than that. I think I can get to it easily. Bear with me. Let's hit this sucker. Please be good to me. Aftermarket gold, 1284. Okay, I was only $4 off. People come say, Jeff, why can't I buy an American gold eagle at $1,284? Well, first of all, that 1284 is bid. That's a wholesale figure. That's the basis using when you're selling to a pawn shop, selling to a coin shop, just a straight ounce of gold. But now you've got to go through this process we described to you, this mining, this pulling it out of the ground and minting it and striking it and fabricating it and cleaning it and separating it to make it pure, etc., before they can be turned into a coin or a round, whatever you wish to call it at that point in time. It costs money to do all that stuff. And hence, you wind up paying somewhat of a premium. I'm going to rough guess and say probably $35, maybe as high as $40 over spot at the present time. And so you're dealing with those kind of situations. And that's the reality. The fabricator, you know, the U.S. Mint in this particular case is obviously having to make a profit. They sell it to the 13 major wholesalers in this country who have to turn around and make a profit. They make it available to me at Kettle Marine. Make it available to Kettle Marine on behalf of and for the benefit of RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. We make it available to you. We have to make a couple of bucks. It's that simple. Okay? And so it goes. Something as important as money should require an elaborate procedure not to be created out of thin air, as are all fiat currencies, as well as cryptos. Money must originate as a tangible, sought-after commodity. The great Mycenaean insight that crypto enthusiasts do not know or do not understand over time would be recognized as having a second feature, as a good sought-after for exchange value. Once a good is demanded for its use primarily to facilitate exchange, then it becomes money. One of the problems I'm seeing with Bitcoin right now is that there may be some exchange going on. I sometimes begin to believe that this whole Bitcoin or cryptocurrency business is the design and the mindset of the international banking cabal. Nothing could get as big as this sucker unless somehow the Rothschilds may be involved with it. Now think about this. You may disagree. I'm here to put food for thought into your head. Consider this. Less than 2 months ago, I talked about this. Crypto bitcoins came out at $75 a piece. Yesterday, possibly Friday, they hit $4,500. That's a screaming profit, man. If you bought a bunch of bitcoins when they were $75, $100, $200, $300, $500, take some of your profit out now if you can get it out, because that's part of the problem. They ain't got nothing to back it but other bitcoins. Though it's going to keep going up so long as people are buying. But once people start trying to get rid of it and take some of their profit, see how fast the value comes crashing down. It was only weeks ago it was 3,000, and it dropped down to 2,500. Now it's up to 4,500. It's down below 4,000. It is so damn volatile that if you can get some of your money out of Bitcoin, do it. And then give us a call, and I'll be glad to help you out acquiring real money. See, in a fundamental sense, cryptocurrency cultists are rebelling against the natural order of things. The precious metals were created in their quantity and quality by divine wisdom for a specific purpose, and that was to act as money. Of course, governments have habitually corrupted the monetary order through coin clipping, fractional reserve banking, other nefarious schemes, which does not undo this primordial fact. It is for the intellectually honest opponents of monetary chicanery to point this out and decry all governments and banksters' attempts to eradicate gold and silver as money, not attempt to create another unnatural and false monetary order that mirrors the current fiat system. Now, in the first half of the program, I talked about fiats, but that was a four-wheeled item that passes for an automobile. No, fiat is a no-wheeled item that passes for money. But you see, money, like all other institutions of society, yes, they'll reflect their belief system. Decaying cultures will most likely have debased monetary units. A turnabout in the status of money will only happen when Western civilization returns to what money is: gold, silver, and abstains from trying to create illusions of it through computer software schemes. Computer software schemes. That's right. It's merely a digit. Merely a digit. Something that's in the computer. Merely a digit. It's like something that's in the bank. It's unbelievable. Truthhammer says crypto cannot and will not ever be a significant portion of the economic activity of a region, a country, or the world without also being simultaneously controlled, owned, and regulated by that same region, country, or world. If you don't understand why or try to argue such a situation would not arise, then one needs to educate themselves. Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all of the money changes. Yes. It is simply amazing, my friends. Simply amazing. There's actually somebody here that maintains that this particular writing is just a crock of caca. I think he's an absolute idiot. Because I think he's hit the nail on the head. One guy says, do people really believe we'll all be carrying around satchels full of gold and silver coins in the future? Sure, precious metals have way more real value or storage of wealth, but they're not practical. They cannot easily be transferred and traded. When humans begin colonizing space, they won't be paying out of their satchel of coins or toting bars around with them. Oh, then we're going to sit back there and pay with a Bitcoin there, Sapphire. It gets to be an interesting conversation. You can begin to get a strong feeling as to what political direction individuals lean toward. You really do. What is this? I shake my head every time I see a huge shiny truck that never had its bed scratched by so much as a shovel. Oh, that's back to the used car thing. Yeah. Simply amazing. Ron Paul, by the way, opened up his mouth once again and made comments about the Federal Reserve auditing it. They're never going to listen to him. I don't think they'll listen to his son either. But I pose a question to you before I do. Last Thursday, and I have been unable to get a hold of some of my better suppliers yet today. The whole purpose we're here is of an economic nature. It's to guide, it's to teach, it's to assist, it's to help you, those of you who may be looking for some precious metals offset to your paper assets. We start looking at the headlines and we take a look at this massive highs that Wall Street has reached. It's not going to go on forever. Consider some wealth insurance. Consider some umbrellas for the rainy day. I got a call from one of my clients today who has that very issue going on. And I suspect that within 48 hours, I have another client over in the UK who is an American citizen, retired, living over there, but his wife is quite ill. And usually within 2 to 3 days of one another, these two guys call. They have to handle some moderate liquidations. They all bought long, 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 long time ago when gold and silver were much lower, so they're doing okay. But if I can be of any assistance to you, the whole purpose we're here is to represent RBN. But all the business is conducted under my corporate banner, and it's to save a lot of grief for RBN. Call us at 602-909-8691, 602-909-8691. I guess we're going to go to a final break. Gee, that's a shame. I could fill the rest of this time out. Do as you need to do, brother.
No reason to get excited.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Man, I was getting ready for some Ravi Shankar and George Harrison there for a second. This has just come into me. President Trump's rally this evening in Phoenix has been the talk of the town in recent days. Mainstream media has continued to predict anarchy at the event. Of course, it's all simply business maneuver by the likes of CNN, who've been investigating a grand array of violent leftist action in the past couple weeks, blah, 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 right? Well, Trump's back in the crosshairs of the liberal news network as the commander-in-chief prepares for a campaign-style rally in downtown Phoenix tonight. Well, guess what's getting real interesting? The threats arise. Television viewers soon to be inundated with football of both the college and professional variety, baseball games. CNN's been forced to make the sort of last-ditch efforts they can to salvage which ratings they can. Donald Trump's coming to the Phoenix Convention Center to hold a rally. There have been plans for his Charlottesville sympathizers to protest. Well, that's exactly what's going on. A Phoenix Antifa showdown is looming large tonight. I've not had the television on in my studio. I don't have one in the studio, and that is by complete and total intent. Because I'll tell you what, they have a whole bunch of bikers coming downtown to support and help protect Trump and stand up against these scumbuckets. You know, you can agree or disagree with me. That is my personal opinion. Yeah. Something needs to get done. If you think that this kind of crap is going to take America back, you got another thing coming. It don't work that way, folks. Absolutely does not work that way. We had one other thing we're going to get to tonight. Very briefly, once again, if I can assist you in anything, precious metals, maybe you're a former client of RBN's. Maybe you've done business with myself or some of the other people that represented Republic Trading Group at one time. Do give me a call, our private number, and I will tell you right now, I have yet to have the time to get my voicemail set up at this number. It's 602-909-8691, 602-909-8691. You can also reach me by email by going to the Kettle Moraine Precious Metals website. Our email address is over on the right-hand side of the page. Scroll on down. I think it's gold@kettlemarineprecious.com. I am working on making some major league changes to this site, first and foremost, which is to get a shorter name so I ain't got to spell it out all the time. It would make life much easier for all of us. The silver offering we did last week, actually we did quite well with it. And pretty well sold out of it. But I had one gentleman that said, I really like the idea of the quarter-ounce pieces, but how much money would I save buying the one-ounce silver pieces? Package we made available last week was for 200 pieces, came out to 50 ounces, would have been $1,250. I could get the same thing today, right now, for $975 in one-ounce silver rounds. Beautiful, exquisitely struck pieces. We're out of time. Thanks for being with us tonight. Thanks for allowing me to babble on. I am tired, and that's I tend to trip over my tongue. We'll see you Thursday evening in this same time slot. Until then, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.